What is going on, gut health warriors, and welcome back to another episode of The Kaleidoscope. In today's video, I'm talking about phase three. Yes, I'm in the final phase in this gut program I've been working on. So again, today I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into that. So stick around and enjoy the episode. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high-quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore-formed and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. All right, fans. So I know it's been a while. I've been a little busy. And again, I do apologize with that. I had some folks visiting my parents. So a shout out to my mom and dad. I know they listened to this episode. So thanks for listening to this. But today we're talking about phase three. Now, I know I've been mentioning I was going to do kind of like a follow through with all the phases I've been doing. And phase three, I think, is the best phase for anyone with ulcerative colitis. And there's multiple reasons why. And I'll get into that in just a second here. But the reason why I like phase three is because there's so much more that you can eat slash drink. Now, one of the big things is that you can start drinking coffee again. Now, obviously, you don't want to just jump right into it because I know I've mentioned this in other episodes. Caffeine definitely can speed up your GI tract. So anyone that's having any autoimmune disease such as Crohn's or ulcerative colitis can definitely not be a good thing for you. So again, you want to make sure you don't just ramp right back up into coffee and everything and take your time into that because, again, you're trying to heal your microbiome and especially your large intestines. Now, in phase three, though, there are multiple things again. Now, one of the big things is that there's always a protein powder. I know I mentioned this before, but each phase has its own protein powder. This one, again, is another one that just has a lot of minerals and vitamins into it, which, again, is just going to be good overall for your body. Again, there's not a whole lot into it, but like broccoli powder, cranberry extract powder. I'm trying to see here. There's prebiotic Acacia fiber and chia seed powder, which all this is going to have a lot of benefits with anti-inflammatory issues in the body. So again, this is always a good way. And with this, you do get about 130 calories. So I enjoy that. Plus the berries that add to my smoothies. So again, you're getting a lot of benefits with that. But on top of that, you're also taking two other things. So you're taking a colostrum spray bottle, which yes, does have dairy in it, but colostrum's a little bit different. And again, I can get into another episode with that, but that is one of the key factors in phase three. And again, in my humble opinion, it's one of the better things that does help the microbiome. But the other things that you'd also take too is our Biotics Pro, which is our probiotic. And this one, again, is really, really good for anyone with large intestines issues. So again, ulcerative colitis, things along those lines, because what they have here is one that can actually get to your large intestines and help populate that area, along with your small intestines, obviously. But this one that they've created is able to get past your acid in your stomach. And that is a big topic on any probiotic because I actually talk to patients about this all the time and they don't realize that a lot of the probiotics you buy in the store, a lot of the cultures in there are actually dead already. So when it says 10 billion or whatever number they throw out there, a lot of that is already dead. And same thing with this, there's probably some that are dead in there too because you can't have all of them stay alive. But the thing is, those ones that are really cheap is that most of them do get destroyed. Then the ones that are still alive in your stomach acid because your stomach is very acidic. And again, it's trying to destroy anything coming into your body. And therefore, to have a probiotic that can actually get past that and actually work itself into the small intestines and large intestines is going to have massive effects. And this is one of the reasons why I think this program that I do helped me out so well last time, because that probiotic, again, just helped populate my gut microbiome, which again is always an issue with anyone, but anyone with autoimmune disease is always having a struggle with that. And on top of that, there's actually another thing that they give to you too that you're supposed to take with every meal. And again, that's one of those things too that I think is very important, because what this is, it's pepsin and glentinol. So 4-in-1 extract glentinol, which again helps with your stomach acid. So I know I just mentioned with the probiotics and trying to get past the stomach acids, but typically anyone with autoimmune disease is going to have a lot of issues with their stomach acid as well. So they're not actually breaking the food down the best of their abilities. So what happens a lot of time is you get these food particles that go past your stomach. They make it into large intestines. They put more pressure onto your small intestines, puts pressure onto your large intestines. You get this inflammation, and what happens is you get leaky gut. Now, I know that's a quick overall synopsis of what actually happens. There's a lot more scientific knowledge behind that. For basic sake, that is exactly what happens. So again, you have to get that stomach acid properly. So again, when you eat certain foods, your body's able to break those foods down. Now, on top of that, I do want to mention is that chewing is another way to break down food. And I know Americans, we're one of the quickest eaters in the world. I remember reading a study about this, is that most Americans eat within 5 to 10 minutes of their meal, whereas other countries and people, they eat a lot slower. And the reason why that's so beneficial is because you're chewing more, you're breaking that food down. So again, there's more surface area then for your stomach to break that food down even more. And again, get the nutrients that you need from that food. If you're just inhaling your food like most of us do, again, it makes it more difficult for your stomach to break that down. And therefore, there are other issues with that. So that was just a little side note with breaking food down. But in phase 3, again, I've been enjoying this one. Still feeling about the same from phase 2 to phase 3. I didn't really notice too much of a change. And the same thing as it was last time. Phase 1, I think, helped me get back up to where I need to be. Kind of hit a plateau with phase 2. But I think phase 2 is more or less kind of keeping you where it should be to get everything where it should be with your microbiome. And then phase 3 is where it really revs up with all the good bacteria in your body to, again, get everything back to where it should be to fight off any bacteria, fungi, viruses. All these things are trying to hurt your health. And again, phase 3, in my opinion, is the best phase because you get more food, you get more nutrients, and again, you're increasing your good microbiome, which again, is going to help your mood, your overall health, which is always a good thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode today. I know it's kind of more of just a topic on phase 3. I will get back to talking about other health topics. I do have a post about garlic. If you haven't checked it out, go to my website, thekaleidoscope.com. You can read all the articles there. On top of that, there are some other things I do offer as well. So again, do go and check that out. And if you did enjoy this episode, make sure to give it a 5-star, give it a review, all that stuff. Again, it helps this podcast get to more and more fans such as yourself. So that is it. And as always, stay healthy. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.